Extra Credit Fridays highlights our most mind-blowing moments of real wisdom and practical advice from our amazing guests. So get ready to raise your personal and professional GPA in just a few quick minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. You know, I love Extra Credit Fridays, and you're probably wondering, yo, what is it? You heard the intro. Yo, fam, this is where we go back and we go revisit those iconic conversations with some of the most amazing guests you might not even know we even had on the show. So I hope you are buckled up, excited, and ready as this week we go back and revisit an iconic conversation with the one and only Queen of Confidence herself, Erica Kramer. She came on a podcast and fam, I did not believe it, but she brought so much heat and I'm excited for you guys to sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's Extra Credit Fridays with Erica Kramer. This episode is sponsored by the Now What Academy. The Now What Academy is for entrepreneur-minded individuals that want to take their career or business to the next level, where you get to go one-on-one with me and get the insights you need to grow, get your plan down on paper, the word out to social media, and exclusive access. And if this is something you're interested in, our students have received amazing results. Find out more at www.schoolsovernowwhat.com. What advice would the Queen of Confidence, Erica, give?
Think about what part of your life right now you're living that you're not happy with. And think about one thing. One thing, if you could do one thing, because I don't like all this like hustle mentality where we do 50 million things. Just one thing that you're unhappy with that you could do to make yourself happier. Do you hate your job? Are you working at Guitar Center even though you graduated from fucking Harvard? Probably. A lot of people do that shit.
Yeah.
They work at Guitar Center trying to pay off their loan and they're not even doing the thing they went to school for. Cool. Right? No judgment. Don't beat yourself up because that's just you sitting in victimhood. Right? Be like, okay, cool. I'm not happy with this. What do I need to do now? Identify. I need to find a job that's going to make me happy. Fantastic. How exciting. You hate your job. You could start looking for other jobs. You could start looking for opportunities. Just the looking and the thinking about how it's going to feel in a place that you love and a new job, like that should give you that energy. And you start moving towards something. The problem is when we're stuck and we don't do anything, we have no plan to do anything, it's exhausting and drains our energy. We don't want, oh God, It's like you got to start focusing on what are you going to work on and what needs to happen. Because then you have a game plan. You have something like Tony Robbins calls it a compelling future. Like you got something to look forward to. I'm going to find a job that I love. How exciting. I hate my job right now, but how exciting. So I think you really need to question, why am I doing what I'm doing? No one's ever going to be pleased. So the person you need to please is yourself. If you genuinely wanted to go to college and do that thing, go do it. Is it a self-sabotage? Are you scared that you're not good enough? Handle that. How will you know? Like Sean said, you need to have the awareness. You need to know your mind. What are you thinking about? What are your thoughts? Who are you? Like, what do you think about yourself? If maybe you went to school and it's over and you're like, I actually don't know why I went to school. Don't badger yourself. Yeah. Don't beat yourself up. Okay, now what? What do you want to do now? I don't know. Maybe I want to travel. Maybe I want to do, like, check in with you. You got to know thyself. If you don't know yourself, you're just going to get inspired by different podcasts and different leaders and people. And you're going to be swirling around, not doing anything. So know thyself. Where are you unhappy? What area needs your attention? What do you need to do? One thing in order to move yourself out. And lastly, I would say the number one thing you could do to change your life is to manage your mind, is to become the security guard of your mind. What is coming in there? Who's hanging out up there? What's going on up there? What is serving you in here? What is not serving you? What are your top three thoughts that mess with you the most that need to be kicked out of the nightclub? Your mind, right? And what needs to be put in there? If you don't know this, you're not going to have the results that you want. So this is the number one thing. Like, start thinking about what you're thinking about. Start paying attention to your thoughts, because your thoughts make you feel a way. And when you feel a way, you take an action or you don't take an action. And that's what gives you the results. Manage that mind of yours. Check in with your life. Comb through the areas that you're not happy with. One thing that you can do to move yourself out of there and please you, because you're the one that's important. Not your dad, not society, not what someone told you. Follow you. Get to know you so you know what you want.
Hi, guys. If you enjoy this inspirational clip from my past episode of the show, then you will enjoy my free ebook, where we share success tips with former guests filled with valuable insights from our favorite episodes now. Just visit www.schoolsovernowwhat.com.